The next afternoon, having finished our lunch, Grayer announces our plans as he climbs down from his booster seat. I want to wassail. I'm going to make my own Christmas. I knock on the door, you open it, and I sing my heart out. I'm amazed that he's retained this from our visit over a week ago, but my grandmother does have a way of nestling herself into people's memories. Okay, what door would you like me to stand behind? I ask. My bathroom, he says over his shoulder as he heads off with purpose toward his wing. I follow him and position myself in the bathroom as directed. A few moments later, I hear his little knock. Yes, I say. Who's there?
Nanny, you're just supposed to open the door. Don't talk, just open it.
Right. Ready when you are. I sit back on the toilet seat and start checking my hair for split ends, sensing that this game may be slow to get off the ground. Again, a small knock. I lean forward and nudge the door open, almost knocking him over.
Nanny, that's mean! You're trying to push me! I don't like that! Start over!
11 knocks later, I finally get it right and am rewarded with a screaming rendition of Happy Birthday that shakes the window pane.
Grover, why don't you try a little dancing while you wassail? I ask when he finishes.
Really wow 'em. I hope he might quiet down if he has to divert some energy to staying in motion.
Wassailing is not dancing. It is singing your heart out.
He puts his hands on his hips. Close the door and I'll knock, he says, as if suggesting this routine for the first time. We play wassailing for about half an hour until I remember that Connie, the housekeeper, is here and sit Grayer on her. I hear him from across the apartment screaming Happy Birthday over her roaring vacuum, and after five rounds go back to collect what is rightfully mine.
Want to play cards?
No, I want to wassail. Let's go back to my bathroom.
Only if you dance, too.
Oh, man, there is no dancing when I wassail.
Come on, mister, we're calling Grandma. One short phone call later, and Grayer is not only dancing and singing the actual Here We Come a-Wassailing Among the Leaves So Green, which is infinitely less painful, but I have been inspired with a plan. As I give Grayer's wassailing outfit, green and red striped turtleneck, felt reindeer antlers, candy cane suspenders, a final once-over for ultra-wassailiness, Mrs. X comes bustling in, raiment in tow, laden with boxes. Her cheeks are rosy, her eyes are glistening. Oh, it is a zoo out there, a zoo. I nearly got into a fight with a woman at Homaker Schlemmer. Put them down over there, Raymond, over the last screw pull. But I just let her have it. I thought there's no point descending to her level. I think she was from out of town. Oh, I found the most darling wallets at Gucci. Does Cleveland understand Gucci? I wonder. Thank you, Raymond. Oh, I hope they liked them. Grayer, what have you been up to?
Nothing, he says while practicing his soft shoe by the umbrella stand. Before lunch, we made unsweetened cookies and decorated them, and then we've been practicing carols, and I read him The Night Before Christmas in French, I say, trying to jog his memory.
Oh, wonderful. I wish someone would read to me. She takes off her mink and nearly hands it to Raymond.
Oh, that's all, Raymond. Thank you.
She claps her hands together. So, what are you up to now?
I was going to let Grayer practice his caroling.
Wassailing!
On some of the elderly in the building who might appreciate a little holiday cheer. Mrs. X is beaming,
oh, excellent, what a good boy you are, and that'll keep him O-C-C-U-P-I-E-D. I have so much to do. Have fun.
Saturday morning, I wake with my shoes still on, a killer hangover from a holiday party the night before, and only one day to buy presents for my entire family, the X's, and the many little people I've taken care of over the years. The Gleason girls have already sent over two glitter pens and a rock with my name painted on it. I've got to get my act together. I wolf down tomato sauce on toast, drink a liter of water, grab a double shot of espresso on the corner, and bada bing, I am alive with the holiday spirit. An hour later, I emerge from Barnes & Noble Jr., a good $150 lighter, prompting me to do a little math as I walk down Park Avenue. Forget Paris, I'm going to need that stupid bonus just to pay off Christmas. I walk down Madison to Bergdorf's to get a Rigaud candle for Mrs. X. It may be tiny, but at least she'll know it wasn't cheap. As I stand online for the all-important silver gift wrap, I try to figure out what to get the four-year-old who has everything. What would make him really happy short of his father actually making an appearance to do the high-ups? Well, a nightlight, because he's scared of the dark, and maybe a bus pass holder to protect the business card. I drag myself across Fifth Avenue to wait in line at FAO Schwartz with the entire population of Nebraska in the cold for over half an hour before being ushered into the revolving doors by a tall toy soldier. "Welcome to our world, welcome to our world, welcome to our world of toys," blasts relentlessly from mysteriously placed speakers, making it sound as if the eerie, childlike singing is coming from within my own head. Yet it cannot drown out the tortured cries of, "But I want it, I need it," that also fill the air, and this is only the stuffed animal floor. Upstairs is total chaos. Children are firing ray guns, throwing slime, sports equipment, and siblings. I look around at parents who share my "let's just get through this" expression and employees trying to make it to lunch without sustaining serious bodily injury. I slither to Sesame Street Corner, where a little girl of about 3 has prostrated herself on the floor and is sobbing for injustice everywhere. "Maybe Santa will bring you one, Sally." "No," she howls. "Can I help you?" asks a sales girl wearing a red shirt and glazed smile. "I'm looking for a Grover nightlight." "Oh, I think we sold out of Grover. The last half hour of standing in line says you didn't. Let's take a look." "Yes, let's." We go to the nightlight section where we are faced with an entire wall of Grover nightlights. "Yeah, sorry, those went fast," she says, shaking her head as she begins to wander off. "Yeah, this is one," I say, holding it up. "Oh, is he the blue guy?" "Yes, he's the blue guy. Don't even get me started. No one at Barnes & Noble Jr. had even heard of Lyle the Crocodile. Come on, you work in a children's bookstore. It's not like I'm asking for Hustler."